וישמע יתרו כהן מדיין, חותן משה, את כל אשר עשה אלוהים למשה ולישראל עמו, כי יוציא אדוני את ישראל ממצרים. So Jethro, that was serving idols in Midian, he was the father-in-law of Moses, and he heard all the wonders that God made to Moses and Israel, the nation of Moses, when the Creator himself took out the nation of Israel from Egypt. ויקח יתרו חותן משה את ציפור האשת משה אחר שילוחיה. So Jethro, the father-in-law of Moses, took Zipporah, his daughter, the wife of Moses, after she came back to her homeland, after Moses entered to Egypt on his own without risking her and their children. ואת שני בניה, and also both of her boys, אשר שם האחד גרשום, כי אמר גר הייתי בארץ נוכריה, and both her boys he brought with her as well to meet Moses. One of them, his name was Gershom. Gershom, there is a meaning to that name. It's not only a name, Gershom. It's also, in the holy language of Hebrew, means, and it's been explained here in the verse, Ki amar ger hayiti be'eretz nochriya, that Moses said, I was like a convert, I was alone, I was isolated in a foreign land. Gershom means I was like a convert over there, means that he felt all alone when he was with the family of Jethro, separated and rejected from the home of his family, when all Moses' family was still in Egypt and he ran away to the desert. He stayed by Jethro, and over there he felt alone. So he called his son after that feeling he had. Veshem ha'echad Eliezer, and the name of the other child was Eliezer, ki Elohe avi be'ezri v'yatzileni mecherev paro, because the God of my father is helping me, and he will save me from the sword of Pharaoh. So the name Eliezer, again, it's not only a name, it holds a meaning. The meaning is that Eliezer, the God of my father, will help me. Eliezer, my God, will help me and gonna save me from the sword of Pharaoh. And we know that the Midrash, the ancient scripts, are telling us that when Pharaoh saw Moses, so he tried to cut his throat, his neck, with a sword. And Moses had the prophecy on that. He knew that it's about to happen. Therefore, he called his son based on that wonder that was about to take place, that Pharaoh tried to cut his throat, his neck, with a sword, but the neck of Moses became as a marble stone, was strong as a marble stone. ויבוא יתרו חותן משה ובניו ואשתו אל משה אל המדבר. So Jethro, the father-in-law of Moses, and his children and his wife came to Moses to the desert, אשר הוא חונה שם הר האלוהים, that Moses and his people were parking over there in front of the Mount of God, the Mount Sinai. ויאמר אל משה, so Jethro said to Moses, אני חותנך יתרו בא אליך, I am your father-in-law Jethro coming to you, ואשתך ושני בניה אימה, and your wife and there and her two children with her, two boys with her. ויצא משה לקראת חותנו וישתחו וישק לו. So Moshe went out to accept, to respect his father-in-law, and he hugged him and respected him. וישאלו איש לרעהו לשלום ויבואו האוהלה, and they asked each other for peace, how are you doing, what's going on, and asked each other for their sake, for their goodness, and went into the tent. ויספר משה לחותנו את כל אשר עשה אדוני לפרעה ולמצרים. So Moses told his father-in-law everything that Hashem, the Creator, did to Pharaoh and to the Egyptians. על אודות ישראל את כל התלאה אשר מצאתם בדרך ויצילם אדוני. On what happened with the nation of Israel and all the sorrow and pain and difficulties that they went through on their path, on their way, that found the troubles that found them on their way, and that God saved them. ויחד יתרו על כל הטובה אשר עשה אדוני לישראל. So Jethro was super happy on all the goodness that the Creator made with the nation of Israel, asher hitzilo miyad Mitzrayim, that God saved the nation of Israel from the hands of the Egyptians. Vayomer Yitro, so Jethro said, Baruch Adonai asher hitzil etchem miyad Mitzrayim, blessed is the God who saved you from the hand of the Egyptians, umiyad paro, and from under the hand of Pharaoh. Asher hitzil et ha'am mitachat yad Mitzrayim, that saved this nation from being slaves under the hands of the Egyptians. Ata yadati, now I know, ki gadol Adonai mikol ha'elohim. Now I know that God, Adonai, Yud Kei Vav Kei, He is the God that is greatest more than all the rest of gods. Jethro was serving all sorts of idols and had many foreign faiths before he knew Moses. And now after he saw those wonders, he converted and joined the nation of Israel. And what made him know that? The wonders and miracles, how did they became so clear for him after he saw them that the God of Israel is the greatest God of them all? Ki badavar asher zadu alehem, because the Egyptians been punished by God in the same thing that they scammed on Israel. When the Egyptians wanted to make Am Israel suffer, so they decreed on all the boys to drown in the Nile, and then in the end the water that the Egyptians used to kill the nation of Israel were the tool, the weapon that the Creator used to kill them, to punish them. So Jethro saw that the trial was a trial of justice, and that the God of Israel is the greatest God of them all.